God, the ruler of all, the infinite refuge of all. The wandering swan of the soul dwells in the castle of nine gates of the body and flies away to enjoy the outer world. He is the master of the universe, of all that moves and of all that moves not. Without hands he holds all things, without feet he runs everywhere. Without eyes he sees all things, without ears all things he hears. He knows all, but no one knows him, the Spirit before the beginning, the Spirit supreme, everlasting. Concealed in the heart of all beings lies the Atman, the Spirit, the Self, smaller than the smallest atom, greater than the greatest spaces. When by the grace of God man sees the glory of God, he sees him beyond the world of desire, and then sorrows are left behind. I know that Spirit whose infinity is in all, who is ever one beyond time. I know the Spirit whom the lovers of Brahman call eternal, beyond the birth and rebirth of life. Part 4. May God, who in the mystery of his vision and power transforms his white radiance into his many-coloured creation, from whom all things come and into whom all they return, grant us the grace of pure vision. He is the sun, the moon and the stars. He is the fire, the waters and the wind. He is Brahma, the creator of all, and Prajapati, the lord of creation. Thou this boy and thou this maiden, thou this man and thou this woman. Thou art this old man who supports himself on a staff. Thou the God, whom appears in forms infinite. Thou the blue bird, and thou the green bird. Thou the cloud that conceals the lightning, and thou the seasons and the oceans. Beyond beginning, thou art in thy infinity, and all the worlds had their beginning in thee. There is nature, never born, who with her three elements, light, fire, and darkness, creates all things in nature. There is the never-born soul of man bound by the pleasures of nature, and there is the spirit of man never-born who has left pleasures behind in the joy of the beyond. There are two birds, two sweet friends who dwell on the self-same tree. The one eats the fruits thereof, and the other looks on in silence. The first is the human soul, who, resting on that tree, though active, feels sad in his unwisdom. But on beholding the power and the glory of the higher spirit, he becomes free from sorrow. Of what use is the Rig Veda to one who does not know the spirit from whom the Rig Veda comes, and in whom all things abide? For only those who have found him have found peace. For all the sacred books, all holy sacrifice and ritual and prayers, all the words of the Vedas, and the whole past and present and future come from the Spirit. With Maya, his power of wonder, he makes all things, and by Maya the human soul is bound. Know therefore that nature is Maya, but that God is the ruler of Maya, and that all beings in our universe are parts of his infinite splendor. He rules over the sources of creation. From him comes the universe, and unto him it returns. He is the Lord, the giver of blessings, the one God of our adoration, in whom there is perfect peace. May Rudra, the seer of eternity, who gave to the gods their birth and their glory, who keeps all things under his protection, and who in the beginning saw the golden seed, grant us the grace of pure vision. Who is the God to whom we shall offer adoration? The God of gods, in whose glory the worlds are, and who rules this world of man and all living beings. He is the God of forms infinite, in whose glory all things are, smaller than the smallest atom, and yet the creator of all, ever living in the mystery of his creation. In the vision of this God of love,